The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. Last week, the Saad family faced a difficult ordeal. That said, many of these difficult and challenging situations afford us an opportunity to learn something about ourselves, about the rest of our family members. And so I wanted to share a quick story with you that hopefully will motivate you about the importance of grit and resilience. Something that I talk about in, you ready? Look at it. In any case, last Wednesday, was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. As I had sent off my final galley proofs to the publisher. By the way, this is not the full book. It's just a holder book with the current cover of the book on top of it. The publisher just sent it to me, so it's not quite the final copy. But in any case, here you go again. Make sure to go out and pre-order it right now. People say, how can I support your work, Dr. Saad? Well, if you're planning on buying my book, pre-ordering it would really help. You can go to Amazon because all of the pre-orders become sales the first day that the book is released. And so if many people pre-order the book, it can be immediately entered into the various bestseller lists. And then this becomes a domino effect, hopefully catapulting it into the stratosphere. In any case, in one of the chapters, I talk about resilience and grit. So last Wednesday, there was a severe ice storm in Montreal, which then led to a massive power outage because the ice crystallizes on the trees and on the electric lines. Then these fail because of the heaviness, and then it causes a whole domino effect. And so from Wednesday around, just past 6 o'clock at night till almost 48 hours later, we had no power whatsoever. And now that's already a challenging situation in the context of living in a cold place, although luckily it wasn't in the middle of winter. So we were freezing quite a bit, but we turned it into an adventure. We all huddled up in the basement and kind of camped out and so on.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's fun. But the first night, there was a major problem in that the sump pump that we have in the basement, once it fails because there's no lack of electricity, and then the water starts rising because there's also thawing, the usual end of winter, spring thawing, and massive rain and an ice storm. So the water level was rising very, very quickly. And for about 14 hours from about just shortly after the power failed until about 9 something in the next morning, myself, my wife, and our children incessantly worked the way you would, in a slave labor camp, using multiple buckets whereby we would fill these up manually, and then we'd walk to the basement bathroom, clear the water. And we did that for 14 hours. As you might imagine, we got quite a bit of exercise, and we also, my number of steps for those that day was quite high, if only because of the back and forth. And you really, it can quickly crystallize what's important when you're facing such a situation, because at that moment, you didn't have time to worry about being cold. You didn't have time about being too tired to sleep. We needed to save the basement, and we had to all, you know, put in the effort. And so our grit, our persistence, our resilience, our perseverance, our cooperation, even though it got testy at points, people were getting tired. And so, you know, it was difficult to maintain a positive energy throughout the whole process, but we did it. And when we came out of that, now what happened the next morning is a friend of mine who is a general contractor was kind enough to come over, and then we got a battery operated pump, which then can do what we had spent 14 hours doing. It can do it in 5 seconds. And so that saved us any further efforts that we would have otherwise had to continue doing. But again, yes, it was very difficult, but boy, you know, is it a memorable lesson about how we all band together toward a common goal. So yes, it was a nasty affair, but in the end, we saved the basement, which, by the way, had flooded at the start of COVID because the old pump had failed, and it took a long time for the insurance company to come during COVID to fix the basement. So we didn't want to go through that again. And so the desperation that we experienced as we were trying to save the basement was truly palpable. So there you have it, folks. Even in moments of difficulty, if we have the right mindset, we can prevail. Pre-order it, filled with stories. I've got 7 incredible endorsers who have blurbed the book. I won't mention who they are yet, but please, if you're interested in my work, if you enjoy what I do, it's a very different book. It's a positive book. It's not a book like The Parasitic Mind about negative mindset. This is a book about how to make decisions that hopefully increase your likelihood to be happy. What kind of mindset should you adopt in order to maximize your chance of being happy? So it's a weaving of my personal anecdotes coupled with ancient wisdoms and the latest contemporary science coming from psychology, neuroscience, behavioral sciences, positive psychology, the science of well-being. Put it all together. It hopefully is something that you would enjoy. So please consider pre-ordering the book right away. And remember, most of the difficult things that we face in life can't be achieved without grit, resilience, and persistence. Take care, everybody. Cheers.